It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Joe's one of them and the guy.
All right. Thanks, Ken. This is a very unusual edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And Ken made the introduction, and Ken is standing right here, actually. And believe it or not, I'm sure you hear the hubbub. We are in the kitchen at Evangel Home with the folks who are going to begin the deconstruction and then the reconstruction of what's going on here. For those of you who are friends of Evangel Home, you're aware that the kitchen remodel has been part of the planning and part of our lives for the past 6 months or so, and it looks like we're finally getting things underway. We've got blueprints out here, and people who are from the skilled trades, and people from Regeneration Homes who are going to actually be the contractors on the project here. So, Ken, what are your observations?
This is a madhouse right now. Actually, it's very appropriate that you're standing here recording all this hubbub. Jerry Brenneman just mentioned in her office that you're probably the one responsible for this, throwing out the appeal for the kitchen remodel. So you're the guilty party, I guess.
Well, no, I don't take credit for that. We did have the privilege of making the need known, and God's people stepped up to the plate in a huge way. And, you know, it's his fault. The Lord's gotten this done. And we got to move.
People are making we're in the way.
People are taking measurements. Jerry, what's your observation? We're underway here.
I love it. I love the fact that these people love us, and they really want to do the best, and it's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome.
All right. Is there one of these construction people we can talk to? I see them. I don't know them.
Mary Jo right here works for Generation. And did you get Robert? Did you find Robert somewhere?
I met Robert, but he's in conversation over there, so I've not had a chance to talk with him.
And did you talk to Cynthia?
No, I haven't talked to Cynthia.
He's only talked to me so far.
Cynthia, sweet lady, you are the head of all things kitchen at Evangel Home. What are your observations here?
Oh, my goodness. I'm totally wound, excited, and just with overjoy with all these contractors and just observing everything. It just brings a joy to my work. I get a new office with the door. I'm excited. Just with all the people that are just here. It's just exciting.
Yeah, there's so much energy going on in here.
And you know, Jim, in the middle of all this, we have a wonderful volunteer in the next room making a salad. Isn't like she's kind of got her head down, her fingers in her ears, and she's going to make that salad.
And a chapel service going on in the other end of the room in there. I'm going to interrupt the meeting right here and trust I don't get thrown out. Robert, I need you over here, my man. We're doing a radio program. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but introduce yourself and let's talk about this project a little bit.
My name's Robert Wood. I'm the owner of Generation Homes.
So you're the contractor overseeing
this
project?
Yes. Okay. So we're the general contractor overseeing the reconstruction of this kitchen.
So, that's an exciting thing. Now, who all is here? We got some trades, and who else?
Well, we had most of our tradespeople in. It's what we call our pre-construction meeting. So we're all on the same page to kick this off next week, because come Monday by noon, this place will be much different.
Yeah, which reminds me, Jerry, we've been asking people to check in to provide meals and food because the kitchen is going to be a war zone.
Unkitchenable.
Yeah, unkitchenable. So have you done a project like this particularly before, Robert?
Well, it is unique in the sense that it's trying to combine commercial kitchen with residential. We've done commercial kitchens and we've done residential kitchens before, but not really something where you try to bridge the gap. So it's kind of fun.
How long have you been in business?
Started the company in 1996.
From this area a long time?
Yeah, grew up in Fresno. I'm a member of First Presbyterian Church, thus the association with Evangel Home. So when I got the opportunity to help with this, it was I was really pleased. It's a great thing.
Well, it's, you know, there's a lot of energy here, and it's really exciting thing to start to unfold after all the months of planning and all. What do you see as a time frame for the project?
About a month.
Okay, well, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, we're trying to push it in every fashion. There are different materials where we're trying to make it more residential-like, so there's It just takes a little bit longer. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a great makeover, if you will.
Good. Thank you. Very nice to meet you, sir.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be praying for your skills to be God-blessed and directed in the project. For
thank you
morning.
Very much.
Yep, you bet. Nice to meet you. Jerry, who else should I meet? Mary Jo, your job is?
I help with design and schedule maintenance, I guess, schedule management.
So you're with Generation Homes?
I am absolutely with Generation Homes. Been with them for years.
Okay. Long-time Fresno lady?
About 12 or 15 years. Otherwise, I hail from the Midwest, from the mighty state of Minnesota.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, sure.
You betcha.
Yeah, you betcha. So what's your, do you have an education in design? Is that your background?
Actually, no. I have a business degree. That's where my talents lie. But I've been with Generation since 92. And so I've worked on designs of all of the model homes when we were in a production builder. And kind of learned along the way. And I get to work with great people like Cynthia's and other homeowners who have a great vision for their space and a great desire to make their space feel like home, and that makes it kind of easy. So, and working with all of our subcontractors and vendors really helps a lot as well because we get a lot of expert help from them along the way.
Nice. Now, I heard you in conversation with somebody earlier talking about the tile and keeping them close together so the grout line doesn't be... Yeah, so that's really your contribution to what's going on.
All those details. I am the detail queen.
Okay.
All those, the grout color, the paint color, the trim color, the how we're going to coordinate that all together with Cynthia's office and making sure that that looks like her space and personalized for her, and yet incorporating this whole entity so that the women that are here feel like it's their home, connecting the two spaces together, making it feel more like a kitchen and family room, dining room, working together to get that feel across. That's really what I try to bring to the table.
Oh, well, I have to tell you, we're all very excited. I've been working with Evangel Home in this capacity for a long 15 years or so for a while, so I feel like it's mine.
This is a feel-good project, no doubt. We are so excited to get started on this and to see the transformation. This one's going to be a tearjerker and really holds a special place in all of the... Everyone who's working on it is so excited to get busy and get it done.
You know, I just sense that. There's just so much energy in this room. And here's Cynthia over here. She's got us on video.
There's no wiping the smile off of her face. From the first meeting until we're done, I don't think we're going to get the smile off of her face, and that does make it worth it. It's really been great to work with the whole group out here.
Well, good, and thank you for your part. You are an answer to prayer, so yes. God has brought you here for our project.
That's a good thing to be. That's a very good thing to be.
Yeah. So thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
You
thanks
too.
For we'll let you get back to work, but nice to meet you. Ken, have you had a chance to talk with anybody else here?
No.
There's a radio man that knows how to put a host on the edge.
I did talk to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Ken.
How's everything?
So, what are your feelings about things, Jerry?
Wow.
It's just so much energy.
Do you feel this chatter and this love and this joy in here right
yes.
now? It's not just because the kitchen's being done. It's the people doing the kitchen. And so many of them are believers and really godly people, and it's just kind of like God has sent them on a mission here. The relationships they've started with, especially with Cynthia. Good grief, Cynthia's become a star. And well, I don't know, did we talk about Cynthia's door? That's become my favorite thing, that she gets an office with a door. And she is so excited to have a door.
Yeah, she just had a little cubby kind of off
yes.
on the side here.
Yeah. She had a little hole before. Now she gets an office with a door. And I think, Jim, you're only excited to have a door if you can close it. So I don't know.
Yeah, have some privacy and be able to sneak away. Because, and let me just do a quick review. In the past, one of the problems that we're trying to fix here with this remodel is to get into the basement, you have to go through the kitchen.
Yeah.
To get into the basement, the storage area where everything storage for Evangel Home is located, you got to walk right through the food preparation area. And it's just... It needs to be fixed. Yeah, it's a little surprising that would have happened in the first place, but that's going to be fixed.
It's going to be fixed. We're going to close that wall. We'll have another access to the basement and live happily ever after.
Yeah. And like Mary Jo said, it is a labor of love for the people who are here. It's not just another construction project. They have the mission in mind.
And you know, Jim, I don't know how they are in other projects and with other people, but for us, it's like they've been old friends. And they come in here, they make themselves at home. We're always glad to see them. And I think right now it's just a matter of trusting that they're going to do the right thing.
Yeah. Well, I was, and it's a lot of fun. Who am I kidding? It's a lot of energy, and it's really, really good to see this get going because we, you know, it was in September when we presented the need at the banquet, and God's people stepped up, provided financially, and so now it's starting to actually happen.
And I want to make sure we will be starting the remodel in a week from now. We want to have an open house and specifically invite the people who were at the banquet who donated for the kitchen, and then those past then who have donated to the kitchen. So we'll have a special open house just for those folks when the kitchen is complete. So if you were at our banquet and you gave and you want to make sure you're invited, give us a call. Otherwise, I'm just going to go through the information that we received then.
Okay. That's exciting. And Mary Jo said, or Robert, I've forgotten, said a month in the project, so probably mid-June, because we're right at the 1st of May as we record this. We don't want to get priorities out of way. I was praying on the way over that we remember that this whole thing is to elevate Jesus. And this is a provision that he has made, a magnificent tool to help in the mission of changing women to be more like the Savior.
And I think, again, when the women can see, hey, beautiful Rose.
Hey,
when they see how this group is and they see how we interact, that's what they're watching all the time. You know, Jim, you and I have talked about it's not our job to convert women. It's not our job to save them. We can't do that. It's our job to point to him. And I look at this as part of the pointing process and the whole connection that we have there. That's why it's so important for staff to realize everything we say and do, who are we pointing to? So this is part of that.
Yeah, it's exciting for me, too, as a kind of on the fringe of what goes on here. Because I get
more
here once
than on
a week.
The fringe,
well,
my friend.
In my heart, it's more than on the fringe. I'll say that for sure. But we're about out of time. Cynthia, one last word from you.
God bless you guys. I'm excited. When it's all done, you're all invited.
All right.
I'm excited you're invited. And
thank you for praying for Evangel Home and the mission, and for those of you that God has equipped and laid on your heart to give, we are so thankful. I'm going to turn it back to Ken now, and Ken will be our guest on our next adventure on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.